upbeat music for a high-intensity workout, sounds of nature for a calming meditation session, and soft instrumental music for a soothing sleep. We all have our preferences for music each time, don't we? Hello listeners, it's Friday evening. It's time for another informative episode on the podcast Love Yourself First. I'm your host Megha Lardi, and today would be sharing my experiences on how music served as a therapy many a times for my own self-love journey. A tune can bring us several feelings: happy, excited, nostalgic, or even heartbroken. Music engages those regions of the brain that affect our emotions, sensations, moods, and behaviors. We all experience some anxiety occasionally at some points in life. It's pretty much normal. It just differs in magnitude from person to person. Whilst some can manage to deal with this with ease, few more tend to react adversely to such situations. Music has an immediate and strong influence over our emotions. It can affect our moods and behavior in no matter of time. I too have experienced this at several instances during my own self-love journey. I observed some obvious positive effects on regularly enjoying my music. Listening to my favorite music whilst travel helped me deal with the uneasiness of stress and eventually made me feel more comfortable. At workout times, it provided the essential energy to stay elevated, while at few other times, it simply helped to deal with nervousness and make me feel relaxed and happier. Watching some popular musical shows and events too has some amazing effects on our minds. They make you feel connected and feel the moment whilst being at your own abodes. Playing a favorite instrument or performing also has some magical effects on mind. I enjoy practicing some karaoke singing in my leisure times, as a karaoke session simply helps me to empty my mind of all the toxic emotions for a while and makes me feel lighter and stress-free. Music does to my brain what exercise does to my body. My take: music genres like the Indian classical, soft instrumental, and natural sounds have all the necessary musical elements to help a person relax. Background music of this podcast too is a preferred one, owing its soothing and relaxing effect, as experienced by many listeners. Thank you listeners for tuning into the show. Do reach me out to know more about any part of this podcast. Your experiences and feedbacks matter a lot. Do feel free to share them. Instagram users can post them to your story and tag us at Life by Megha. If you like this podcast, do rate us and leave a review on Apple or Spotify. This is Megha Lardi signing off, and we'll be back with you shortly. Till then, relish listening to some more informative previous episodes of the podcast Love Yourself First. Goodbye and have a wonderful weekend.